No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and I'm coming to you after another lengthy hiatus in terms of content creation. And I think I'm just going to stop apologizing for it and follow the advice that I gave to myself, or I gave to you guys, in terms of being persistent and trying to recover from failure, which is just kind of suck it up and admit that you haven't been doing well and keep going. So I'm doing that, and I'm actually doing it also because I've got a really exciting announcement to make today, and I thought I would go ahead and put it into a podcast because that way I get to talk about it more. And I'm actually so excited about it that I want to make sure that I give it its due attention. So today, I'm very pleased to announce that we have a new partnership with the nonprofit organization Stream for a Cause. And I'm really excited about it because I've actually been talking with the executive director of this organization for a couple months now, and they are a 501c3 that is located in Michigan, our home state, which, you know, it's always good to support local nonprofits in the same way it's good to support local businesses. And, you know, he had reached out to me initially. And actually, if you go back to podcast episode 23, I actually even interviewed him on the podcast. But I wanted to share a little about what resonated with me in terms of what they're doing at Stream for a Cause, and to talk a little bit about why I think it's going to be a great, great partnership. First, let me give you a little sense of what I mean by a partnership. That's, as most of you know, this company is largely me, Brian. I have some part-time staff that helps out, but a lot of what takes place is coming from me. And, you know, the reason I'm doing this is because I honestly believe that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of nerds out there that deserve to have a welcoming and positive place. And you know, even as I watch the news and I see everything that's going on with Blizzard in terms of the sexual harassment and the horrible treatment of women and men alike, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of what a challenging place this can be, and how important it is to create safe online spaces. And you know, as much as I like to be an optimist and see the best in people, I also have to acknowledge and recognize the amount of inequality that exists out there, and the challenges that it can be, in particular for marginalized populations, to find a place, and, you know, to find a real physical place or to find a digital place where they are welcomed and accepted and supported. And so, you know, when I got to know, the more I looked into Stream for a Cause, and I realized that they are really working hard to take the power that is within streamers and take it and use the power in a positive manner to shape the world in a positive manner by trying to take the collective efforts of a bunch of small streamers and direct them towards small community-based organizations. I was like, wow, like, that sounds so much like what we're trying to do at the No Name Nerd. Excuse me. In terms of trying to gather together small streamers and gamers and people who are just looking for a place to be accepted and to try and make push this big world a little closer in a positive direction, and with the idea that if we bring together small people with small audiences, that collectively can make a big difference. And I was like, you know, I really want to get to know this guy better and get to know their organization better and find out more what they're doing. And so I'm just excited to be able to support a nonprofit that's, you know, has this shared mission to bring together streamers with the idea that the collective efforts, right, the community efforts of these people can help everybody from homeless veterans to members of the LGBTQ+ community to, kids in hospitals that, you know, we can make a bigger difference if we work together. I mean, I genuinely believe that, and I'm very happy to be partnering with such a great organization that is doing that as well. But the reason it's also great for you as members of the No Name Nerd community, is because it provides you with some support if you're interested in getting into charity streaming. And, you know, it's one of the things that I have found when I've talked to members of the No Name Nerd community time and time again, is that they are interested in making the world a better place. And whether it is a small stream or a large stream, they have made efforts to direct those energies in, you know, towards charity. And I think that's just an amazing thing. And to me, it's the idea that the No Name Nerd community isn't just interested in helping its community members, but also reaching out and helping people who are outside of the community and in need of help is great. But one of the challenges I've seen people confront, of course, is that they aren't sure where to get started. Or maybe after they've gotten started, they haven't maybe gotten the same attention that they would like, and they haven't figured out how to quite optimize it, how to do things efficiently. Or another problem that we've run into, and I've, you know, seen some chatter on this in the Discord at various times, is that, you know, not all charities are created equal. And unfortunately, there's some people out there that are either running charities where perhaps the money isn't going as where is directed, or who are just kind of running some outright scams. And, you know, I think that it's important to go through a vetting process to make sure that your money's going where you want your money to go, because we work hard for it, right? And you know, that's what I really like about Stream for a Cause, is that they are a registered 501c3, so an official nonprofit with, you know, all the regulatory elements of that. But here's what I think is great, is that they're going to help you out, you as members of the No Name community, with those two things. That one, they will provide you free of charge with the guidance to set up your charity stream, and will sort of help walk you through it and help make sure that things are set up in a way that's going to make your stream, your charity stream for a cause, your stream as effective as possible. And the other thing I think that is very important for me is that they do a vetting process when they go about picking nonprofits where they're going to direct the funds that are raised as part of the various volunteers that they're working with. And that's important to me for a couple of reasons. One, because they do the work of actually vetting the nonprofits. And so I know that the money is going to go towards the cause that I want it to go to, and going to go and make a difference in a way that, you know, I want it to make a difference when I'm giving money. And or giving energy or giving time, you know, that they'll do that vetting process. And the other thing that I think is great is that they look for small community-based organizations. And, you know, let's be honest, that we appreciate when our money is going in a direction where it might not otherwise reach. And I have a little bit of background working with nonprofits on, I currently serve on a chair of the board of an organization. I've worked as a volunteer in various organizations. I've done a whole wide range of things in my life. And I know that especially for the smaller organizations, even though they're doing great work, that it can be really hard for them to either manage funds, because, you know, large funds are hard to come by and usually carry with them certain strings. And often it requires an infrastructure in itself to manage and, you know, bring in the money, bring in those large donations. It's hard. It's a lot of work. Getting money even for a good cause takes a lot of work. And again, Stream for a Cause, for those small community-based organizations, they help with that work, because what they're doing is they're trying to link small streamers with small nonprofits that don't necessarily have armies of fundraisers out there looking out for them. And, you know, that again, kind of just resonates with what I think we're trying to do at the No Name Nerd, in terms of provide, for lack of a better phrase, disenfranchised groups who are doing great work and great people, you know, provide them with a place. And, you know, the idea that Stream for a Cause is reaching out to these small community-based organizations to provide them with support for the great work that they're doing is really, really meaningful to me. Again, having spent some time working with some of these nonprofits. So I hope that you guys will follow the link that I'm going to put into the showcast. And what you're going to do is you're going to volunteer with them. So As a company, what I'm doing is I'm committing 2% of all sales. That's not like 2% of the profits. That's not 2%. That's 2% of everything that we sell for the rest of 2021. We will be donating to Stream for a Cause. But I'm not going to ask you guys for money. I mean, I guess I do ask you for money when you buy stuff. But really what I'm interested in doing, let me make sure I tell you the correct link. What I'm interested in you doing is you going and volunteering for them and you signing up to be a part of Stream for a Cause as a volunteer. And that's really easy to do. And all you do is go to streamforacause.org/volunteer and hang out and check out and learn about some of the great things that they're doing. And, you know, see where the money's going to be going. And what I also appreciate is that they kind of rotate this around and they change who they're directing the money towards to various causes. And actually, they even set aside some of it to help help you guys with your charity streams. And so that's, I don't know, that's a great thing to know. You guys know that various times we've done fundraisers for, I mean, the Trevor Project. We've done fundraisers for, we had a COVID group that we were raising money for. We've worked with Women in Games. We continue to work with Women in Games International. And so what I like about working with Stream for a Cause here is that they're going to make sure that the funds that we're contributing, that we're going to have the opportunity to work together to contribute, us as a community, can be directed not just for one cause or two causes, but sort of spread around, towards organizations that I think will appreciate what we're doing. And so, I'm just going to encourage you, streamforacause.org/volunteer, and make sure that you sign up. I'm really excited about this partnership, and you should stay tuned for other fruits of our new partnership here. But I also want you thinking more broadly about like the potential impact, right? Like, what is it that you can do as a streamer? And I get it, right? Like, I get on some level there's a desire to be famous, and people enjoy the idea of being famous. And I certainly wouldn't knock that. I mean, if you're able to, you know, generate millions of followers and, you know, put yourself in a situation where you can do it as a full-time, you know, for full time for a living, more power to you. You know, some of you will be able to do that, and I hope that look forward to seeing, you know, members of our community move in that direction. But you know, I also think about it in terms of 6-year-olds playing soccer, right? And, you know, I've got, you know, you guys know I've got a couple of kids, and I think about what is the role that the activities that we have play in shaping who we are. And, you know, I think that even though my kids have never had and probably never will have make it and play soccer as a full-time living, I'm not sure they particularly want to. I know they don't particularly want to. That doesn't change the fact that they've learned, you know, teamwork, and they've learned rules and, you know, self-discipline, and gained some exercise and physical activity and just joy and fulfillment in playing recreational soccer as kids. And I kind of think about that, too, in terms of these streams that we do. But, you know, the example I guess I would also use is running, right? I've enjoyed running. Some of you know I used to run ultra marathons. So for decades I was a pretty serious runner. But when I say serious runner, I mean like I trained and I ran, I don't know, during peak times I might be up running 50, 60, 70 miles per week. So that's pretty serious. But I got to tell you, I never came close to winning anything. I was not competitive in that way. And you know what I used to do, too, is I found that especially when I was running the longer, you know, the 50 mile, the 100 mile distances, that it was something I could do to raise money for various charities. And so I used to do that as well. And I just found that activity very personally fulfilling, the giving back and using something I loved, running, as a way to give back. Even though it didn't make me famous, it didn't, you know, it didn't bring me anything other than the sort of personal fulfillment of being able to do something that I love and then use that as a mechanism to give back. I just, hey, like to me, that was a double whammy. And to me, that's where Stream for a Cause like provides you guys with the opportunity to get that same double whammy, right? You're doing the streaming thing anyway, and you're probably doing it because you find something about it personally fulfilling. Well, I'm going to tell you that research even supports this idea that giving back, right, engage in charitable activities can really make what you're doing and enjoying already make it better. And, you know, being able to partner with an organization that is going to provide you with the support, like, this is how you do it, and this is how you do it well. I mean, that's like a double whammy for like the personal fulfillment satisfaction bucket that I think on some level we're all trying to fill on a regular basis. So I also think, right, that's me just kind of being selfish perhaps, or suggesting that all of you be a little bit selfish because, you know, you'll get this personal gratification from charity, from giving back. Whether or not it leads you to being famous or not, or gaining subscribers or growing your audience. I think it will, actually. And again, there's a lot of reasons to believe that empirically that it will. But I think that you should do it from the personal satisfaction, from the personal gratification element to it. But I mean, if you think broadly about this, I mean, and this is where I kind of get excited about the potential, and you start thinking about like the numbers that are behind the growth of content creation. I mean, there's some really amazing like opportunities here. Like okay, so here, this is the 2021. Twitch is ranked 34th globally for overall internet engagement. So of there are about 2 billion websites in total, and Twitch is in the top 0.0000002%. That's just Twitch alone, right? And again, most of the time that you guys are putting stuff out there, you're probably putting it out there in multiple locations. And, you know, I'm saying that because if even a small fraction, right, a small fraction of the people who are engaged in regular streaming on Twitch, right, or if there's only a small fraction of those who are watching people streaming on Twitch that are making donations, a very, very small fraction, that can make a huge difference. And, you know, I feel like you've heard me make this refrain before, and I'm just going to make it again. I feel like in this world that is being increasingly divided, where we are being increasingly separated, where, you know, we have every opportunity to connect with each other, yet people find themselves feeling alone and separated and cut off and discriminated against, and in many cases they are. I'm not saying that trying to describe this in the sense that it is just about feelings. I mean it in that there are people who are being harassed and discriminated against and just treated awfully, like both face-to-face and in person. Oh, face-to-face and online. You know what I'm saying. I mean, like, what if we stop that? What if we try and use these amazing tools that we have that so many people are engaged with, and we try and push things into a positive direction? What if we try and merge together, right, bring together meaningfully the digital and the real world? Because they're really the same thing, aren't they, right? And try and push it into a positive direction where we've got a welcoming and inclusive community like we have at the No Name Nerd. And we've got charities like Stream for a Cause that are trying to take these and direct the energy, right? Not just the funds, right? It is about money. It is about raising money, but the energy, right, of this community. And then channel that energy together, right? Where it's a bunch of little efforts, a little streams that are all being brought together and put into the same direction, towards meaningful organizations, towards meaningful causes. I mean, that's a pretty powerful opportunity. I mean, that I really do believe that those collective efforts, that collective efforts like that, can move things in a positive direction. And I realize I'm naive sometimes, but I'm not naive in general, that there are a lot of really unfortunate forces that are pushing things in the opposite direction. And in many cases, in many days, some days lately that have perhaps even kept me from doing things like making the podcast, which I enjoy so much. There are things that are pushing it in a negative direction. I get that. And trying to push uphill against that day after day after day, it can get a lot. Sometimes you got to step back from it. But I then pause and I remind myself of what everybody else around me is doing, and that provides me with some motivation. I'm going to steal a Brené Brown quote, and I should have looked it up before this, but I'm just going to have to. No, maybe it was a Simon Sinek. I can't remember who exactly it was, but the quote was interesting. The quote was related to how do you define faith, and I mean, I'll leave it to all of you to have whatever your religious beliefs are, and I respect those, but I really enjoyed this definition of faith, paraphrased now from, I think, maybe it was Simon Sinek, that faith is the idea that there are other people who are on your team out there, even if you don't know who they are. And, you know, that also really resonated with me. And, you know, so when I talk to people like Rob Miller and the executive director of Stream for a Cause, and I see what he's doing. And, you know, I just had a conversation a couple weeks ago with another member of the No Name Nerd community who was doing some fundraising. And it just reminded me again that there are people out there who are working to make things a better place. And there are people out there who are on the same team, even if they don't know each other. Right. And, you know, Rob didn't know this member of the No Name Nerd community, and you know, they have no reason to know each other, but they just shared some of the same interests. I thought that, you know, dedication towards making things better, and I find that I don't know, it's provides me with some confidence even when I'm not feeling as confident about the state of the world. So I hope that rambling at the end made a little bit of sense. You know, whatever your faith is in a general sense, I think that it's good to remind yourself at times that there are people who are out there who are on the same team as you, even if you haven't met them, even if perhaps you never will meet them. So that's enough of me rambling. That's enough of me kind of thinking out loud, I guess, as it were, about the difference that perhaps we can all collectively make. And I'm going to encourage you again, I'm very excited about this new partnership with Stream for a Cause, and encourage you to try and find some more members of the team that you perhaps don't exist in, in particular to join the team at Stream for a Cause as a volunteer, and to try and take the energy that you're putting towards your stream and use it not just towards your stream, but perhaps towards making the world a better place as well. Because I know you guys want to. I've had enough conversations to know that's who the No Name Nerd community members are. And if you need to know how, I'll just remind you again, streamforacause.org/volunteer. And as always, hey, make sure to stop by one of our online communities at nerdsbelonghere.com, and you can find our private Facebook group as well as our Discord server. And hey, look me up there. So it was good chatting with all of you. I'm going to keep persevering with this podcast, even though perhaps my scheduling isn't all that it could be. Take care of all of you, and it was good chatting with you.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button, and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
This is such a great community. I love being part of the No Name Nerd family. The esports team, everybody's so friendly in this. I really appreciate all the help that everybody gives out. And, you know, I hope to keep growing with this community.
Hey guys, CamDog83 here. Love the work you're doing. Keep it up. And you guys are awesome.
Hey, what's up, No Name Nerd? It's the animator here. So, quick question for you is, well, first let me explain. Me and my friend has been streaming a new game, which is an early access for probably about, I'd say, a month now, probably. What do you guys do to get more people to come watch when it's a new game they really haven't heard of? I'd appreciate it if any tips. Thank you, and I'll see you all later.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.